U.S.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
And now for your holiday enjoyment, a special Thanksgiving program, The Five Miracles of Thanksgiving.
Hello and welcome to this special Thanksgiving program. I'm Jerry Stewart. In his 1789 Thanksgiving Proclamation, President George Washington said this: "It is the duty of all nations to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God, to obey His will, to be grateful for His benefits, and to humbly ask for His protection and favor." Just why did George Washington say that God should be especially honored on Thanksgiving Day? Well, it was clear to the man who we now know as the father of our nation. It was clear to him that America was truly a blessed nation, blessed by God, and that we should be oh so thankful to Him. So he gave his special proclamation to encourage the people of this new America to not forget just who their real deliverer was. But why did President Washington believe that America had been so blessed? Because he had seen it. He had lived it. It had only been a short time before, only a few years, that this new America had been in a struggle for its very life. The 13 colonies had declared their independence from Britain, but that was just talk. To actually secure their freedom, the people of this new America had to fight. And the chances of their defeating the British Army, the most powerful military force in the world at that time, the chance of their winning, the odds for their success, were not even measurable. And King George had told the colonists under no uncertain terms. He made it very clear: give up this idea of independence or be crushed. So the colonists needed a great miracle. They needed God. And although the fight was very hard, with God's help, America became a free nation, and George Washington never forgot. So on this special day, this Thanksgiving Day, President Washington knew what we as a nation must do: thank and honor God. But today, sadly, things are quite different. Many today don't even call this day Thanksgiving. Some call it Turkey Day or Harvest Day, just another long weekend. In many of our public schools, the children are not even being taught the true story of that first Thanksgiving. Oh, they know about the pilgrims and the Indians and the celebration, but most are never taught that the real story is about great suffering. But most importantly, it's a truly powerful story of faith and determination and a trust in God by the pilgrims that exceeds beyond what most of us can even imagine. And there were miracles, lots of miracles. And in this program today, I'm going to tell you the true story of the pilgrims and five of the amazing miracles they saw themselves. I'll also tell you the story of one special miracle that happened to George Washington when he was just a young officer on the battlefield, and just what happened when that miracle occurred, and the one key witness to that miracle he spoke to 15 years later. It's truly one of the most amazing, miraculous stories you will ever hear. And finally, I'll tell you the story of Clayton, who himself was a miracle. So sit back, find yourself a place to get comfortable, and gather the kids and grandkids around to hear stories that will truly inspire you and make you thankful on this very special Thanksgiving Day. To know the story of that first Thanksgiving, we must go back almost 400 years to a group of people, a small band of godly people, much like you and me. They lived in England, but they really didn't fit into the religious system of that day. You see, at that time in England, there was only one church, and by the order of the King of England, he was the head of that church. And this small band of people spoke out, saying that no one could be head of the church but Jesus Christ himself. So they separated themselves from the Church of England, and a religious persecution began which was so harsh, they were forced to leave England and move to Holland. Now understand, these people didn't want trouble, they wanted freedom. Freedom to worship God as they believed. But the hardships continued. Just where could they go? What could they do? They thought of America, but they had heard of the great suffering in America and that many of the people who set sail for America never even made it. But these pilgrims were determined to find God's will for their lives, so they began to earnestly pray and fast, asking God to help them, until finally they were convinced that God wanted them to go to America. Now, with all the death and hardship so far in America, it's hard to imagine why the pilgrims thought it would be any different for them. But actually, for them, it was more of a matter of simple trust and a powerful desire for God's will to be done. So, on August the 20th, 1620, the pilgrims, this tiny band of people, set off for America. But the trip was harder than they had even imagined. The stormy seas caused one of their ships, the Speedwell, to begin leaking, so they were forced to return. And finally, the remaining 102 pilgrims were all placed in the hold of one tiny ship, the Mayflower, and they sailed off onto the high seas, awaiting their fate. About 3 weeks into their sail, at one point, the raging Atlantic Ocean became so violent that a great crash was heard. The huge cross beam supporting the ship's main mast had literally cracked under the pressure, and now it was sagging. As the ship's mates worked frantically to lever it back up, it would not budge, and the situation was deadly. The pilgrims did what they could. They prayed. "Yea, Lord," they said, "thou canst save us." And then one of the leaders, William Brewster, got an idea. They had brought along a printing press which contained on it a great screw. They all worked together to position the screw in such a way that as the screw moved up against that sagging beam, it raised the beam back up, all the way back to its original position. The ship was saved, and even the sailors were praising God. It was truly a miracle. The pilgrims had faced their first big test of faith. They had trusted God, and He had delivered them. But little did they know that this was only the beginning of their hardships. They were on that ship for a total of 7 weeks, far longer than had been expected. And by the time they reached America, they were already out of food and eating the rations which had been set aside for them to eat in America. They needed to reach their settlement and find food quickly. But when they finally made it to the coast of this new land, America, fierce storms forced them far north of their intended destination. And every time the captain tried to turn his ship back south, the violent storms would stop them. Until finally, the pilgrims began to wonder, did God intend for them to settle somewhere else? So they resolved to let the winds carry them to God's intended place, wherever that may be. And the stormy waters calmed. The pilgrims found themselves in a new land, an area today we call Cape Cod. They had finally arrived at their new home, tired, dangerously low on food, some sick from the trip. But another great miracle had occurred. They had done the seemingly impossible. They had crossed the Atlantic, 7 weeks on the ocean, and not one of their group had died. It was truly another great miracle. But just why had God brought them here? There were no settlements, no protection from the Indians. They were all alone. But when they finally arrived on land, they knew why God had sent them there. Unlike the settlements south of them, the soil was rich and fertile. They had four spring-fed creeks nearby, enough fresh, healthy water for everyone. It was no accident that they had landed just at this spot, this place. It had been chosen as their new home. It was a miracle. And then there was a mystery. On a nearby hill was 20 acres of rich soil already cleared for planting by someone else. Where were they? And why had the land not been planted? The pilgrims wouldn't know the answer to this mystery for quite some time. All they knew now was that they were safe and alive and thankful. One personal account says this: "Being thus arrived in a good harbor and brought safe to land, we fell upon our knees and blessed the God of heaven who has brought us over the vast and furious sea." They had begun their long journey by kneeling on the dock in Holland asking, "Thy will be done." And now they were all here kneeling again to thank God for His deliverance. He had performed miracle after miracle to save them, but they would need many more miracles to see them through. I'm Jerry Stewart. When I return, I'll tell you just what happened to the pilgrims when the Indians did come. I'll be back with more of this special Thanksgiving program after these messages.
Hello, this is Kelly Stewart. Jerry and I want to thank you for listening today. This may be your first time to hear Jerry tell these stories, or maybe you're one of his first listeners over 20 years ago. Either way, it is important to find stories about America and share these stories with others. Why? To encourage us all to do our own part and keep America as a good and great nation. It is so important that we use these special holidays in our America to remember, to honor, and to keep clear our vision for a better America. That's what this Thanksgiving program today is all about, not just to entertain us, but to use stories from the past to lead and direct us as we go forward.
And what's our job? To spread these stories that are being told with our families, our schools, our churches. So today, we have something special to offer. Kelly, what do we have for our listeners today?
We invite you to call our office at 817-995-6965. When you call, you can ask about today's special program offer Jerry and I have put together just for our listeners to help you and your family as we all work together and pray for our America. You can also go to our website at www.jerrystewartusa.com. That number again, 817-995-6965, or online at www.jerrystewartusa.com. Let's all do our own part, and let's get back to praying for America. Let's make today a special start, a day of prayer, a day of continuing to pray for our America. Our America is worth saving. God bless you all.
And just what should we be praying for in this Thanksgiving? A return back to God in America.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a SafeStep walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Gun owners in Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hello and welcome back to this special Thanksgiving program. I'm Jerry Stewart. In 1620, when the band of people we know as pilgrims left for the new land, America, they had no way of knowing just what would happen. But what they did know was that they were looking for a place, a country, a home, where they could settle in and worship God as they pleased. And when they left for America in that tiny ship, the Mayflower, they had given their very lives to God. Thy will be done. But their trip was so hard. The powerful storms of the Atlantic Ocean had already caused them to take much longer to get to America than they expected. And by the time they reached America, they had eaten all of the supplies that were intended on the ship, and by now they were already eating the food they had set aside for America. And then once they could see land, they could not reach their destination. The powerful Atlantic winds kept pushing them further north, until they finally landed in a strange, unsettled area in a place we now know today as Cape Cod. Miraculously, they had all survived the dangerous trip. But the 7 weeks in the hold of that ship had taken its toll. Their food supply had dwindled. They were tired and weak and cold. And the pilgrims began to get sick. Consumption, pneumonia, and the pilgrims began to die. But they never gave up. They never quit believing in God's deliverance, and their hearts remained soft. And finally, when this time of general sickness was over, they had lost 47 men, women, and children. Nearly one half of their group had died. But they never lost hope. They never quit trusting. But just what would they do now? How could they go on? And who would God send to help them? Well, through all of this time, there was one great mystery they had never understood. First, the pilgrims had been told that Indians inhabited all of the area along the coast and that most of the tribes were hostile. But to date, they had not seen one Indian. And there was, of course, that mystery of the 20 acres of land which had been cleared by someone and then deserted. Just what had happened? Well, they were soon to find out. One day, an Indian walked into their camp. At first, the pilgrims were afraid. Was he part of a war party come to kill them all? But to their amazement, he was very friendly and he spoke English. And that's when they finally understood the mystery. The Indian explained that this area had long been the territory of a tribe of Indians who hated the white man so much they killed everyone who came. But just 4 years ago, a plague had hit their village and killed every member of that tribe. And so devastating was that plague that all of the other Indian tribes moved far away. Now they knew why there had been no Indian attacks. Now they knew about the unplanted land and why God had brought them to this place. He had picked it out for them to be their perfect place to settle. The pilgrims had witnessed another amazing miracle, but there was at least one last miracle for the pilgrims to receive. The Indian left, and in a few days he came back with another Indian. His name was Squanto. Unbelievably, he had been a member of that same hostile tribe, but a few years before, he had been captured by slave traders and taken away. But instead of being sold into slavery, he had been rescued and for a time lived in a monastery. But just 6 months before, when he was finally allowed to return to his home, his tribe, he had arrived and sadly found everyone in his tribe had died. He wanted to die himself. His family was gone. What would he do now with his life? But as Squanto looked at this tiny group of people, tired and sick, almost out of food, now he knew he would help them. Another unbelievable miracle. God was giving them someone very special to help them, and Squanto did help them. He saved them, and they survived. That next planting season, the pilgrims were blessed with an abundance of food, and they were so full of gratitude to God, they declared a day of public thanksgiving. They invited Squanto, and he came with 120 braves. But have you ever wondered why, with all the people and explorers who came to America, have you ever wondered why we still remember the pilgrims? Why we've carried on their Thanksgiving tradition? It's because of their great spirit and determination and faith and God's great faithfulness to them. And that same faithfulness that God showed to those pilgrims has been shown tens of thousands of times over in our own American history. But just why was it so important to George Washington that we have a special day of thanks to God? It was because he knew the pilgrim story and he had seen unbelievable miracles in his own life. One of the most profound miracles in our American history happened to George Washington himself when he was just a young officer fighting in the French and Indian War. In one battle, Washington's job was to ride back and forth across the battlefield, delivering to the troops the orders from their commander, General Braddock. In the battle, the British troops were being annihilated and every other officer on horseback was shot down. Even General Braddock was killed. But George Washington, a big man, a big target on horseback, amazingly, was never hit. It was so amazing that after the battle, George Washington wrote these words to his brother. He said, "I had 4 bullets through my coat and 2 horses shot under me, yet I escaped unhurt. Although death was leveling my companions on every side, but by the all-powerful dispensations of Providence, I have been protected beyond all human probabilities." It was clear to George Washington that he had been saved from injury by God. It was truly a miracle. And George Washington wasn't the only one who recognized that miracle. 15 years later, as Washington was traveling with a friend through those same woods, there he met an old Indian chief who told him an amazing story. He said, on that battle, that day, he was the leader of the Indian warriors. And he said that during the battle, as he saw Washington crossing the battlefield fully exposed, he said, "Quick, let your aim be certain," and he dies. "Our rifle